Going to the KODY phone lines now as we have Ryan and Daniel joining us on behalf of Mid Plains Community College to recap our board for the month of December. Gentlemen, good morning and thank you for taking time for us.
Good morning, Tristan. Thanks for taking time for us too.
Absolutely. Now, Mr. Purdy, before we talk about that Board of Governors meeting that occurred this week, you were in the big parade last week in the downtown Parade of Lights, had the chance to see you, and it sounds like you and everybody that was on the float with that historic ride of yours had a pretty good time.
We did have a good time. You know, it's nice to get out there in front of the community, and we had so many softball players with us. We didn't have to do much work as far as handing it candy. We just kind of filled in the gaps and handed the bags. But you know, it's always good to get out and support the community and, you know, get some candy to the kids. And Daniel had a lot of our North Platte stocking caps. It's kind of a chilly night, and so we were able to give a few of those out to the little kids. But no, it's always good just to be out and about with the community.
Was this your first time doing the Parade of Lights, Daniel?
Yes, it was, because last year they didn't have it, unfortunately, for COVID. So, yeah, this would have been the first time. I think the first parade I did was the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, sure.
Oh, so this was my first lights parade.
It was a good turnout, that's for sure, and that historically warm temperatures we had definitely contributed to that. But you're not going to complain about that, especially with being on the outside of that old fire rig, right, Ryan?
Absolutely. So, we'll take great weather into November, December. We need a little moisture, but, you know, I don't mind 60s and 70-degree weather.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about it, that's for sure. But Board of Governors meeting this week, Mr. Purdy, what was on the agenda?
You know, it was a pretty light agenda, and so... started off really with the consent agenda. We talked about this last night. It was kind of quiet. There was nobody for open forum across the board. Usually we have someone, a board member, someone that gives an update. But I think it was holidays and it was a light board meeting, and so it was just good to get moving. So consent agenda, obviously minutes, financial report, had a resignation from a math instructor, Denna McCook, and so the board did accept that. Moved into action items, again, board approval of the bills. And then really the two big ones really for us, this project's been a long time in the making, and last night the board did approve a bid from Paulson Inc. to construct the roadway between Highway 83 and Willow Street. And so that'll happen most likely starting in late April, early May, run through the summer. Obviously they know that they have to stop during Nebraska land days because they can't congest Highway 83.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to have that entrance from the highway. And so kind of exciting project. Again, it's been 3 or 4 years in the making to secure the land, to get through the traffic studies and get the state permit in order to bid that project. So that's going to be exciting, I think, as we see in the summer of 22 as that develops. Really, it was kind of the last phase in our kind of our reconfiguration, if you've been out here in the last couple of years, to see how the big parking lot that was between the campus, a residential campus type of feel. Since we have dorms, we have additional buildings now. It's not just a one-building campus as it was, 10 years ago. So this is kind of that last phase, and so it's going to be exciting for the college.
Yeah, absolutely, and a fun project, too, for the community, especially for folks out there on the south.
Absolutely. You know, it's a new entrance to coming into town, and when we have the big events, the ball games and the commencements and those types of things, it's just going to change some traffic patterns. And, even the residents around here, you're going to see a lot less traffic coming up and down Willow. So I think it's a safety measure for everybody in the area.
Absolutely. Anything else from the Board of Governors meeting that you wanted to bring up, Mr. Purdy?
Sure. Last item was just the audit report, and so every year we're required by law, federal law and state law, to have an audit. Federal law, obviously, because of the student federal financial aid cluster. This year, because of the higher education relief funds, the HERF funds, CARES funds, and so the board did have to hear that report. And so the college financials were good. We have one of our foundations in McCook that's going through some changeover in their and their bookkeeping and their audit, so that one's not quite ready. But as far as the college is concerned, the books were in good shape, and the board approved that audit last night.
Good, good. So housekeeping item, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yep. Something we've got to turn in, and again, it's one of the requirements to continue to receive federal financial aid and also to receive state aid. So very important piece of the pie.
Now, Mr. Purdy, you were in attendance at some of the public meetings that have been held here as of recent in regards to the proposed meatpacking plant that may be coming here to the community, and you even testified, I believe it was the Planning Commission meeting as well, about what this may mean for Mid Plains Community College.
Yeah, and I was there, kind of in a neutral capacity. We obviously want to support economic development. It's not our job to really decide what those projects are, but just want to say that, we have some capacity, so whether it's the beef plant or the mall project or the rail park or whatever it might be that's coming down the pike, that we're here to support them. We just need to know on the front end what they're going to need as far as training needs. And so we even had a conversation with our adult education people yesterday about capacity, and we feel we have the capacity to help with whatever the needs that are thrown at us. So We're just excited to have some potential growth in the community. Obviously, it's been a long time since we've seen something of this magnitude. We're just a partner in the community. We want to make sure that we can help make the most of everything that's thrown at us. And so, again, let us know really what we need, and hopefully we can put it together.
Yeah, and like you said too, Ryan, a very neutral stance from Mid Plains Community College. You were on hand just to speak about numbers and speak about what the college can do, and this is going to benefit the college a little bit too, may help with some enrollment numbers, and look at the partnership that the college has had with Union Pacific Railroad. It's been a great partnership, a great relationship, and we could potentially see something similar with Sustainable Beef LLC and Mid Plains Community College.
Absolutely, you know, and with all the other auxiliary jobs coming in, you know, we're going to need more workers, and we're the only game in town. We've got 18 County Service Area. We have our friends in Curtis, you know, they do a lot of the ag focuses. But the two of us, we have to supply as much of the education as we possibly can in the area. So, again, we want to be a partner. We just need to know ahead of time, you know, what the upcoming needs are so we can make some adjustments.
Absolutely. Daniel, Ryan, anything else you guys would like to add this morning?
Our Business and Community Education Department is offering a Strong Leader, Strong Business class from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Friday, January 14th on the North Platte Community College North Campus. Area businesses will have the opportunity to gain tips for improving leadership in the workplace. The event is absolutely free to the public and open. So if you're interested, you can call 308-535-3687.
Awesome.
So, we've got a couple good community events that we obviously want to welcome our public to. Today's also the last day of the semester, so last day of finals is today. So we kind of made it through with some minimal interruption.
Good. That's always promising to hear, and athletics have gone very well, kind of on the pause before the Christmas holiday, but invite the public to come support the Knights in the new calendar year.
Yeah, you know, our women's basketball team is off to their best record under head coach Jeff Thurman. You know, they're 10-4 currently and top 20 in the NJCAA rankings. So they're having a pretty good start to their season. And men's basketball is 3-6, but they'll return to the hardwood after kind of a long break here on January 7th for Military Appreciation Night against Central.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, we always appreciate the time and appreciate the great work you do for our community. Look forward to continuing our partnership in the new calendar year, and a Merry Christmas to you both and everybody out at Mid Plains Community College.
Thanks, Tristan.
Thank
you, guys. Merry Christmas.